Professor Dr. Justin Robinson is of the view that given the strides of Jamaica's capital market, there really is no need for us to talk about setting up a regional stock exchange. He was answering questions in a recent lecture reflecting on his academic work over the years.
Jamaica has quietly developed quite sophisticated capital markets. In fact, I should thank whoever is responsible for developing the Jamaica stock market for my professorship, because I think half of the interest in my research has come from the interest in the Jamaica stock exchange. So one, I think, key is the macro stability. Investors place their funds in markets where there is macroeconomic stability. So I don't think there's any accident that the emergence of Jamaica into a vibrant, sophisticated capital market is linked to the fact that Jamaica, for well over a decade, seems to have broken the fiscal back, so to speak, Simon. You know, they have kept to those key macro fundamentals. IMF programs have many negatives, but they are good at keeping you honest in those macro fundamentals. Mauritius is another example of that. So I think as a base condition, that macroeconomic stability, debt to GDP ratios, fiscal deficits within certain targets, I think these are critical to giving investors the confidence to investing their money. Secondly, also building out a transparent regulatory regime. So I don't see transparent regulations as any preserve of the developing world. Investors everywhere value honesty, transparency. So Jamaica, Mauritius are very good at adopting global best practices in terms of the regulatory environment for their markets. And it can promote a lot of inclusiveness. I mean, one of the interesting things in Jamaica is that a lot of the activity on their stock market is driven by small, medium-sized companies. It's providing an environment for diversifying the economy. When you look at the companies that are floating in Jamaica, companies with very interesting names, like Jamaica Teas. This is a company making a range of herbal teas. Quite a few of their attractions in tourism and hospitality, their coffee producers. So in a way, Simon, I think the answer to that is the macro stability, really having the discipline to keep that macro stability, and the willingness to have that transparent regulatory regime. And I would argue that in a Caribbean context, I don't know why some people say that we need a Caribbean stock exchange. I would argue that we don't. We already have one. It's called the Jamaica Stock Exchange. So if you are a Barbadian or Trinidadian or Eastern Caribbean company, my advice would be to list on the Jamaica Stock Exchange. It's ranked by Bloomberg as one of the best performing stock exchanges in the world every couple of years. It's deep, it's active, and so on. So even though it has the concentrated corporate ownership, it hasn't prevented Jamaica and Mauritius from developing really deep, sophisticated, and modern financial markets. And I think it comes from the macro stability and the commitment to that transparent regulatory framework.
Professor Dr. Justin Robinson of the University of the West Indies. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.